Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone. Say the last just as the time bell rings.
Mark it off, we're bringing this back. Dire Straits. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Folks, I encourage you to, I just tell you about the book. I tell you how you can find it. But I think that book has been out for 2 years, The Third Ingredient, The Journey of Analog Ethics into the World of Digital Fear and Greed. Yeah, I think it's two sections. It's a history book, spans 10,000 years. The first section is history; it goes back a long way. But the second section is in the future. And there was an interchange between Senator Hawley of Arkansas this week, when they were grilling Zuckerberg and Dorsey in the Senate, Facebook and Twitter. There was an interchange between Hawley and Zuckerberg about their technology called Sintra. And if you get a chance, go listen to that interchange if you haven't already. And then when you get my book, The Third Ingredient, look for, in the second section, look for the part that I call Ut Prius. Post hoc is after the fact. Ut Prius is before the fact. Even if you don't read my book, start thinking about some of the things that the technology companies are now capable of. Ut Prius. Ut Prius means they already know what you're doing, maybe almost before you do it. They certainly know things. In other words, what the problem with Facebook was that they were tracking you even after you left Facebook. You thought you logged out from Facebook, but they were still tracking you. And they were still keeping up with what you were doing, everything you were doing. And I called it Ut Prius, meaning before the fact, and I call it before the fact because it's before you would say, you would tell somebody else that you did it. For example, you got a raise. And long before you told anybody else you had a raise, Facebook, let's say, or Twitter, they would know it. And that's what I talk about in the book. And so check that out when you get a chance. I want to report, by the way, it's just continuing as you figured out, it's just you and me. I want to report on our recent poll that we asked our brain trust, our audience about in our newsletter and on social media. We put this poll out there. And the question we asked was, how do you think a Biden-Harris administration will impact your business? I now call it the Harris-Biden administration. If the Harris-Biden administration becomes a reality, if that actually winds up happening, here's what our audience said they thought would happen. The options were, Biden-Harris will be good for my business. 14% of our respondents said that. Biden-Harris will be a disaster for my business. That was 19%. We'll survive Biden-Harris, but it will be harder. 43% said that. And then the last one, these were the people who were uncertain, and they said, ask me again in a year. That was 24%. So only 14% out of all of our respondents were convinced that Biden-Harris was going to be good for them. The other people either were worried about it, they were convinced that it would be bad, or they didn't know yet. So that means they're uncertain. Uncertainty is not a good way to plan a business, folks. So this is what I'm concerned about, and I want you to think, and I'll be talking more about this as we go forward. In fact, next month I'll be publishing my predictions. I'll be reconciling 2020 predictions, and I'll be publishing my 2021 predictions. But we'll know by then. By the time I do that, we'll know who the president-elect's going to be. But folks, I do think it's safe to say that if there is a Harris-Biden administration, it will be harder for small businesses, because that the ideology of we now should just we call it the left, not even Democrats anymore. It's the left. It's, Kamala Harris is the most. She is recognized. She's the, everybody says this. She is the most liberal member of Congress, even more than Sanders, believe it or not, and in the Senate. And so she's going to have a huge influence on the way things are going. And there's not only going to be new restrictions on business, there will be new restrictions that will hurt small businesses disproportionately. I can't imagine how that won't be the case. And here's one other thing to look for. More than ever before, there will be all kinds of social, you know what they call, you know the term, social justice kinds of things that will be coming out of that. And folks, in my opinion, most of those are based on lies, and they will cost small business owners money. They won't be accomplishing anything, but they will hurt us. And that's what I worry about, and I think we need to plan on, you know, expecting that to happen if we wind up with a Harris-Biden administration. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. 10,000 times all you gotta do
is remember my life. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.